Welcome to a room filled with legends. I'm joined for the Lock It In segment, I believe, is the best radio segment on the planet. Is that true, Pete?
It is really the biggest segment in Australian radio, though.
Okay. All right. Thanks for clearing that up for me, mate. Tim, your thoughts?
It's definitely in the top five.
Right. Okay.
Of all time.
Yeah, of all time. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Look out, Alan Jones. All right.
Who?
Here we go. Tim, this is going to be terrible to listen to again.
Last time on Lock It In.
Parramatta taking on the Roosters. I expect Parramatta to win that one.
Wow.
Parramatta to beat the Roosters.
I'm going to lock in the Mighty Panthers to continue on their winning way.
I'm going the Bunnies against Storm. I just think, it's not in Melbourne.
Yep.
So straight away, that's an advantage for the Bunnies. They played really well last week, and I think this is a time to send those Victorians back to Victoria, where they belong.
There's a time to stop talking, and unfortunately, Tim didn't quite get the right moment there.
Do you think that's the salesman in him?
I like the fact that they were touched up 50-0, and the fact that playing in Sydney was going to be the issue there for them. Tim?
Well, they're a very inconsistent team, they're proving to be now, aren't they? that's going to be one of the worst losses of the season, surely.
Yes.
Like, for a team
that... ask the Sharks, who went down by 48 the following night.
Yeah, well, the Bunnies pipped them by two. They're the best loser out of the week.
Except the Bunnies are expected to play semi-finals, the Cronulla Sharks.
Very true.
That is
very
true. It's a terrible turnout.
Let's get into our tips for this week. And I tell you what, I'm going to do something that I think is going to blow your mind. I am picking the Canterbury Bulldogs to defeat the Canberra Raiders.
If there's he heard one us way,
what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I told you this had happened.
Yeah.
He would find out what was said. Someone gave us up.
What? Hang on a second. You actually spoke on radio across the Hunter Valley
on that great show, The Cruise,
with the hope that no one was going to hear it. Can I explain to you how commercial radio works? Have we got a quick moment?
Who betrayed us, Pete?
I don't know. We asked everyone to keep it a secret. Anyway, look, the Bulldogs are a good chance.
No, they're not.
They've changed their halves.
Yeah, that'll make the difference, all the difference in the world. So let's start with Pete Holland. Who are you actually picking today?
Panthers.
Yeah, I've told you, mate.
I know. You told me after last week I can't take them. So look, I'm going to go the Newcastle Knights, even though we've got a local lad who's making his debut off the bench for the Tigers. Mate, I can't pick the Tigers.
It's the mystery game on Friday night at 6 p.m.
Yeah, I'm taking that one.
That's away from... it should be pointed out. They're all away from home. It's the Magic Mound
at
Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane, of course. The West Tigers have been getting yelled at all week by Michael Maguire. You think O'Brien...
Yeah, won't matter.
The worst thing for the Knights is they just had a win.
Michael Maguire has been yelling at the Tigers for a few years now, and it's done nothing.
Okay. I can't really disagree with you on that one. Tim, who are you going to put your curse on this week?
Well, I haven't quite given up on the Bunnies.
I think the Bunnies would like you to stop picking them. I speak for all
Maybe
South Sydney fans.
Trick.
Shark supporters
Maybe
say, please trick. Do, please do.
Well, no, he hasn't picked the Roosters for a while.
Well, you know, I think I can't go the Cox all the time. But I think that the Bunnies, this should be a good game. Both these teams have got something to prove that they don't ultimately suck at NRL. So I think the Bunnies will pull through and the Sharks will stay where they are. And that's awfully close to the bottom of the
ladder. This is going to sound good on replay next week, followed by the wah, 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 wah.
I've got to become good eventually. This is what happens when I don't go for the Chooks.
Oh, I think I'll probably go for the Canberra Raiders to defeat the Canterbury Bulldogs.
You do know they've got a lot of internal strife happening down there.
Yeah, they
do. A guy who left the club is saying, what is going on in Bateman?
Yep. All of these things I agree with. But you know what else? I watched the Bulldogs play last week. They couldn't beat time with a drum. So they will be defeated by the Canberra Raiders.
They've probably fixed that problem.
Yeah.
And dropped him from the team.
He's got a few other things they need to worry about. poor old Trent. Yeah,
he should have stayed put. He's great as an assistant coach.
Just quickly, did anyone ever expect to see the Titans in the top eight? Number seven on the ladder.
Look, I tell you what, if there is going to be an upset this weekend, it will be the Titans defeating the Panthers. I'll put it out there.
Are you going to lock it in?
I am not that stupid.
I'll say it to you right now. I'm looking forward to the Penrith Panthers going through the entire season undefeated, then making it to the grand final and having the huge weight of expectation on their shoulders one more time.
You do know that we won't lose two in a row if we get to the grand final.
Didn't happen
in 1990, 1991. Won't happen this year either.
Remember how confident he was before the grand final last year?
I was there.
I was fairly
confident. I was there for the second half. It was the quietest I'd ever seen Pete Holland
at the end of the first half.
He refused to respond to my text.
I don't answer text during football.
That's actually what sent him off. He should know better than to text me.
And that is exactly what I did say.
All right, legends. Thank you very much. Until next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.